Got to push buttons. I didn't get pushed in time. Sorry for the delay there. It's C. Clyde Jones' 98th birthday on this 21st day of December. And for Friend of Clyde, you know he has a birthday celebration and a half birthday celebration. And you get hundreds of people, Clyde, to come into your celebrations. And not able to do this year, obviously, or you missed your one in June, but we're able to do this. And Vern thought that this would be a fun thing to do, to recognize you on your birthday and try to channel in some of those well wishes. One is from longtime friend Lyle Butler, former president of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Lyle.
Well, good morning, Dave. And most importantly, good morning, C. Clyde Jones, and happy birthday to you. Chris and I send greetings. We have been, I think, to all of your celebrations that you've hosted, and we always look forward to those. And this year has been one of those different years. So happy, happy, happy birthday. You look wonderful, by the way. So,
well, thank you. Thank you, Al. It's always a joy to see you. I miss you and Chris at the basketball games.
Yeah, we're listening to K-Man Radio, those ball games, but we'd like to be there in person too. So forward to getting that next year when we can be back there again and be in person. But see, Clyde, I heard just before I came on, Jason Smith, who's the president and CEO of the chamber and took over after I retired, and as you said, is doing an outstanding job. And so the chamber's in good hands. But I just want to tell the people that maybe listen this morning, and Jason mentioned this, is that what an honor it was when I came to the chamber in 2000. I asked why the award for Volunteer of the Year had not been named by anybody, and everybody told me, they said, well, we didn't know or don't have somebody in mind, but when the right person comes along, we'll know it when we see and hear the person's name. And so several years ago, someone approached me and said, you know, I think the Volunteer of the Year award needs to go to C. Clyde Jones. And I couldn't agree more. And I took it to our board of directors. And before I could even finish saying what we wanted to do and who we wanted to recognize, I mentioned your name. There was an immediate motion made and seconded and unanimously passed. The Volunteer of the Year award would be named after C. Clyde Jones. And what a perfect recognition that is for you. And I can remember coming to your home and visiting with you and Midge to tell you about what the Chamber Board wanted to do in recognition of your volunteer efforts and encouraging us to volunteer. So it's a great honor. And we have been so happy to have you at each annual meeting there to congratulate the next Volunteer of the Year. So again, congratulations on a great life of volunteerism to this community.
Well, thank you, Lyle. And you know, I had a couple of other recognitions in my lifetime. I can't think of a single one that's meant more to me than having that award named for me. It would have really been super. Thank you.
You are most welcome. And thanks, Vern, for putting this all together. You're well-deserved of this recognition. So I hope you have many more years that we can continue to recognize you. So we'll look forward in 6 months. Got it on the calendar, ready to go into your birthday party again.
Okay, June 21st.
I got it on the calendar.
We'll be there.
We'll be there.
Now, Lyle, you've gone on record as saying that you want to fill in those shoes of C. Clyde Jones, and as he is such a model volunteer, that's now your mission. You still holding true on that? I know you do a little bit with the governor, that's all.
Well, the governor called and asked if I'd volunteer for a project, which I took on, which turned out to be a full-time job, but that's the way C. Clyde operates too. So many organizations he's participated in and became more than a volunteer, but actually a full-time employee. So I always told C. Clyde that he was my mentor, and I don't think anybody can fill his shoes, but we're certainly going to give it a shot for my next several years.
Well, all right. Thank you.
Lyle, thanks for buzzing in this morning. Appreciate you joining us here, and I know Clyde appreciates your comments. He's been smiling all the time here. His cheeks are going to be sore the time our show's over. Lyle Butler of the Manhattan, formerly of the Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce. And let's go back to the phones here. You have another caller standing by.
That's right. We have Harvey Kaiser. Good morning, Harvey.
Good morning. Hi, Clyde. Happy birthday.
Thank you, Harvey.
Oh, I appreciate your way you have lived out your faith over the years, and your kindness and your assistance to people. And when I came into church, and when we were meeting face to face, person to person, you always had a ready smile. So thank you, and happy birthday again.
Thank you so much, Harvey. Say hi to Janet.
We have our next guest, someone who has, Brandon, been in your side of the glass for quite some time. Kathy Dawes Scroggs is here to send some wishes to see Clyde Jones. Kathy, good morning.
It's such a pleasure to be with you today. I know our quartet was supposed to be singing for your party this year, and of course that didn't happen, but I have so many wonderful memories. I've always called C. Clyde my Manhattan dad, about a month younger than my dad would be if he was still alive. He passed away years ago. But my first memory of C. Clyde was Shepherd's Crossing. I remember you came in and talk about a big Valentine's Day thing you were doing, and I remember talking to you about United Way. C. Clyde's come out to our ranch several times. He bought Shaylin Martin out, and she became a big supporter of what we do at Hope Ranch Therapeutic Riding Center. And just always having loved to see Clyde. Midge, I knew her, of course, too, fellow PEO. And anyway, happy, happy birthday.
Well, Kathy, you've always been such a dear, 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 dear. I emphasize dear a million times, friend of both Midge and me. And I know one of the places that Midge interacted was church choir.
Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, exactly. And I'm sorry you get to sing at my birthday party in December.
Well, our quartet, and I think you've already invited us to your birthday this next summer. So we're looking forward to that. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. And I'm keeping my fingers crossed that there'll be a vaccine coming down the road here to clear everything up so we can have a live part instead of a virtual one on June 21st.
Most definitely. We'll be there.
Kathy, delightful to hear from you here again. So thanks for joining us. Next is the director of the Conza United Way and Tara Lawson. Good morning. You've had a lot of work that you've done with C. Clyde Jones as well.
We have. First, let me say happy, happy birthday. What a great way to start off Monday. I hope you have a fantastic birthday today.
Thank you, Tara. I will. It's been super already.
Good, good. Glad to know that. I want to also just repeat all the kudos that you've heard all morning. Where would we be in this community without your mentoring and just overall friendship? I know when I started with United Way a couple years ago, you were so instrumental in giving me the confidence to move forward and take this agency into the future. And we're so grateful for your past leadership with our campaigns and board. And you're a true gem to our community.
Well, those are words to hear, and hope I live to 105 so I can continue to support you and United Way.
Well, I do also. I also want to give you a personal shout out from the girls. I know Taylor has been so grateful for your support. I don't know if the community understands that not only do you support K-State, but I've seen you at a couple Manhattan High games in the most recent years, and I know that means a lot to the players and the community also.
Well, I'm a latecomer to high school basketball, but boy, do I love it.
Well, they all wish you a happy birthday also.
Well, thank you, Tara. And tell Taylor I'm so proud of what she's accomplished recently.
I certainly will.
Tara, thank you so much for joining us here and wishing C. Clyde Jones here on his 98th birthday. Vernon, to bring you back on here, and we're going to talk about a couple of things here with regard to the number 98. That's, gosh. I still can't wrap my head around that. And by the way, Clyde, you know, I would just also like to say, you know, you've been a friend for a long time, but you and folks may not be aware of this, but was a county commissioner and running for those campaigns. You were treasurer, and you were you nurtured me, and you gave me insight that I had not really thought of, and I'm greatly appreciative of the help that you provided me over the years, and you know, during that that term, and also just reaching out, getting together, and do what we can to celebrate K-State wins, or just talk about different events, and being part of a lot of great things in our community.
Are you ready for some football?
I, you know, praise is kind of retired now, at least out of my mouth. We have another call, see Clyde. Hang in here. Who do we have, Brandon?
We have a Sandy Killingsworth. By. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
Sandy, you have some wishes for Clyde today.
Yeah, I want to wish Clyde a very, very happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling in. This has been a great day, I'll tell you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Is this Clyde?
Yes.
Yes. Well, from our office to you today, we hope you enjoy your day.
Well, I'm enjoying it enormously, and I tell you, I thought my 95th birthday was one of the greatest celebrations I've ever known. The 98th one takes the cake.
An awful lot of fun that day, didn't we, see Clyde Jones?
Well, we did.
Yeah. I had seen on Facebook last night, and I just wanted to ask you this, that Midge used to bake you a cherry pie for your birthday. And last night,
yes,
you honored her by baking one yourself. Okay, was yours anywhere close to being as good as Midge's?
Oh, heavens, no. Besides, I cheated and bought a frozen crust.
Oh, how dare you!
I tell you, Dave, I had a slice of it last night just to sample, make sure it was going to work for my birthday. It is delicious.
Okay. All right. Well, St. Clyde Jones, 98 years, what do you attribute your longevity to?
Well, I've been asked that question so many times, and I now narrow it down to three things. Being married to the most beautiful woman and wonderful woman on earth for almost 68 years. Also having access to the best health care that I ever asked for anywhere. And then the third reason, I have always had a deep concern for other people. And I think the fact that I've been concerned about others makes them happy and keeps me happy. So I those three things would account for my longevity. It's been a wonderful life. That might make a good movie.
It would. That'd be a good phrase. Okay. You know, there are so many things that any of us could say, but what are some things that you would like to say about, maybe just tell a bit about what the rest of your day, maybe a nap after this to give your cheeks a rest. What's the rest of your day like?
Well, at 12 o'clock, the Manhattan Rotary Club is having a drive-by, so I've got to sit out in my driveway and for an hour and wave to the horn honkers as they come by.
You got a nice
and
day
then
for it.
I have a busy schedule all afternoon of friends who are going to call in with video chats. And at 3:30, I have a big surprise coming from Candace McIntosh. She was the director of Girls on the Run. She won't tell me what the surprise is, but she's coming around about 3:30. And it's just been a wonderfully filled day. I feel so blessed to be a part of what I call the greatest community on earth.
And you started the day with PT, a little bit of physical therapy this morning, much before we came on the air.
Yes, I had a 9 a.m. PT appointment. I'm in pretty good health with an exception, and that is I am lacking in mobility and have a great deal of imbalance, lightheadedness. Okay. And they're working on me for that.
C.I. Jones, we've had a lot of fun. Vern, are you still there? We've got about 20 seconds here to wrap up things on this old guy's 98th birthday.
I'm here, and I just want to close begin by saying happy birthday, Clyde. We all love you, and we appreciate what you do in our community, and you have a very blessed and Merry Christmas.
Well, thank you, Vern, and I appreciate so much your arranging this. It's been a wonderful treat for me. I couldn't ask for more happy birthday present than being with you guys this morning. So thank you so much.
Has anybody, Clyde, ever called you Mr. Manhattan?
No.
Okay, well, we have a new Mr. Manhattan. See, Clyde Jones, what a thrill to be part of this show. Thanks for joining us here this morning. Happy birthday to you, and we all wish you many, many more. It's 10 a.m. at News Radio. It's 11 a.m. at KMAN Manhattan.